Behind this door is the Video Zone, a place between our world and the video dimension. Waiting to challenge you for control of the Video Zone is one of the game wizards. Is it Murloc, Scorsha, or Mongo? These two teams will compete for the right to enter the Video Zone and face that game wizard's challenge. Who will it be? Find out today on Nick Arcade!
Welcome to Nickelodeon Arcade, where your video savvy and video game skills are put to the ultimate test. I'm here today with Diane of the yellow team and Becca of the red team, who are about to play the face-off game Brainstorm. And in this game, you have to protect your cerebral neurons for these deadly nerve impulses trying to zap you. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Ladies, grab your controllers. Ready, set, go!
My brain! My brain!
Ow!
No!
Ow!
All right, we have a tie score. The red team just pulled out ahead. The yellow team is making some moves.
Yummy!
Top of your screen here is the line O time.
My brain!
Ticking down the seconds.
No! My brain!
No!
My brain!
Second, let's say to everybody on today's show, starting off with the red team, Becca and Ralph, say hey! Well, Becca, I understand that you like to draw. You draw little characters. Do you draw comic strip characters?
Yeah.
Do you have an original one that you draw?
No.
No? What is your favorite one to draw then?
Garfield.
Garfield, he's a cool cat. Your partner Ralph, coincidentally, is an artist too, except you like to draw natural things. Now, when did you discover this artistic talent that you have?
A couple of weeks ago when I was sitting in my garden.
A couple of weeks ago, he just went, this is what I want to do, Mom. Well, hey, great plan in there. Your opponents today are Jason and Diane of the yellow team. Say hey, hey! Jason loves to play baseball. What's your favorite team, Jason?
Detroit Tigers.
Oh, Detroit Tigers? What, maybe you want to play for them one day?
Yeah.
All right. Wish you success there. Your partner, Diane, coincidentally, is a sports fan, except her game is basketball. What team do you root for, Diane?
I like the Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic. You're in the right place. Everybody say hey to them on today's show. Hey! All right. You all know how to play. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around the screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you are going to run into our four Ps: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, there's an enemy up there, and if you land on him, control zaps over to the other team. All questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will go inside of a video game to face today's game wizard. That is all I have to say. Andrea, where's Mikey going today?
Well, today Mikey has finally gone too far. To Creepyville, that is. In round one, he's ventured into a spooky old haunted house. But watch which creaky floorboards you step on, because hiding somewhere in there is a ghoulish ghost. Tiptoe Mikey safely past the goal, and you'll scare up 50 points. Woo!
Thank you, Andrea. Red team, you're on the board with 25 because you won the face-off, and you get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Right.
Okay, Mikey's going right. Video repairman. Now, this is one of our video puzzles. You just sat down to watch something, and your cable goes... Well, the first team that can buzz in and correctly name the artist gets 25 points and control of Mikey. Let's check out the video. Yellow team.
Bon Jovi.
Let's take a look. Is it Bon Jovi? It's Bon Jovi. You get the 25 points. And yellow team, you're now on board and you're taking control of Mikey. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's headed right again. Quiz. Hands on buzzers. I have a question. You give me the correct answer, you get 25 points. This is a question about King Kong. In the 1933 King Kong movie, Kong climbs to the top of what building? Yes, Yellow Team.
Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building, yeah! New York has never been the same. You have 50 points and you have control. Move Mikey again.
Down.
Mikey's going down in stereo. That's a point square. You just zapped 25 points to your score. You're up to 75 and you get to move Mikey again.
Right.
Mikey's headed right this time. Move. Control zips over to the red team. You get the move, Mikey, red team.
Right.
Mikey's going right some more. Pop quiz. Hands back on those buzzers. 25 points at stake. This is a question about the moon. The four-wheel vehicle that transported the astronauts across the moon's surface was called A, the lunar rover, B, the moon buggy, or C, the crater car. Yellow team.
A,
the lunar rover is yes. That's it. Yes, that's correct. 25 more points. You're up to 100, and you have control again. What direction for the mic?
Right.
Mikey's going right. It's a goal. Now, yellow team, you're going for the goal. If you get this answer correct, you will get 50 points, and you will get the goal for round one. Now, red team, you have one last shot to try to stump them. I'm going to show you some categories from which I'll ask them a question. If they do not get it correct, you will get 25 points and the goal by default. The categories you get to choose from are Lunar Lunacy, Home Alone, and Gimme Some. What categories would you like to choose?
Give me some.
All right, yellow team, this is for you. This is a question about skin. Give me some skin. Some itchy, pink swelling of the skin are sometimes known as welts or wheals. Are they A, acne, B, hives, or C, tumors? Ooh, buzzing in fast. Yes, a little bit, but the music's there. We'll dance. What was that again?
Hives
is it. You've got the goal, yellow team. Let's just show the path you took to reach that goal, yellow team. There it is up there. There's a prize around. Three of them, actually. But yellow team, you're up to 150. You've got the goal. Red team has 25. Round two, the points are double. So anything can happen. Red team can bust the move. Who knows? I know I don't. So come back and find out with us here at Nick Arcade. We are back. Joining me this time is Jason of the yellow team and Ralph of the red team. We're going to play the face-off game Brainstorm. Now remember, you have to protect your cerebral neurons from these deadly impulses. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 big old points and control of Mikey for the start of round two. Guys, grab your controllers. Ready, set, go.
My brain.
All right, we started off with just some excellent blocking going on here.
My brain. My brain.
Bogus, dude. All right, yellow team has maintained the lead thus far. Lionel Time is telling us we are almost out of time. And it is the yellow team. All right, let's go play some more arcade. Team pulling off the face-off to get the 50 points. Let's find out where Mikey's going this time. Andrea, tell us, please.
In round two, Mikey suddenly found himself bogged down in a murky swamp. But look out, because this monstrous marsh is also haunted by that gruesome ghost. Slosh Mikey safely past the goal, and you'll scoop up 100 points. Good luck, ghouls and guys.
Hey, good luck. Now, remember, the four P's are still up there. The points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Video challenge is still up there, and the ghost, you want to avoid that. Now, all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going inside of our video to face today's game wizard. Yellow team, you pulled off the face-off, you have 200 points, and you get control of Mikey. Move him, please.
Up.
Mikey's moving on up. Fast forward. This is another video puzzle. We've got our tape on pause. We want you to write down how many times you think this person can jump rope in 30 seconds. Grab your little boards there. Okay, you have 5 seconds to write down either 52, 69, or 97 times the person can jump rope in 30 seconds. You have 5 seconds, write it down now. Okay, finish writing. Let's take a look at the tape. Okay, looks like 69 jumps in 30 seconds. Yellow team, what did you write down? Show me, please. Hold it up, please. 62. Okay, red team, what did you write down? 67. 69. Okay, so nobody gets the points, but yellow team, you maintain control. You get to move Mikey again.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Mikey's been spooked. No. Control gets spooked over to the red team. You get to move Mikey, red team.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Whoa, a bonus point grab. 50 points to Payal right on there. You're up to 75. You get to move Mikey again.
Right.
Mikey's going right again. Video challenge. Red team over here. Red team gets to play. First team here to play today. All right, hang on right here, Becca. Ralph, in the video challenge, you get to add more points to your score and maintain control of Mikey. Who's going to play?
Me.
You're going to play? Okay, Ralph, hang on to the board. Becca, you get to choose from Shadow of the Beast, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Marvel Land, King of the Monsters, and Act Razor. Which one would you like to play?
Marvel Land.
Head on over there. Join us, Ralph. We're going to hang out in Marvel Land. Now, Becca, you have to meet or beat the Wizards Challenge. And on Marvel Land today, it has been set at 8,000 points in level 1-3. So you have to meet or beat 8,000 points in 30 seconds. Now, Ralph, you have 75 points. Your opponents have 200. There's a good chance to pick up some points. Of your 75, write down how many points you're willing to wager on Becca beating the Wizard. You have 3 seconds. Write down your wager now. Okay. Keep it a secret. Turn around, Becca. You have 30 seconds. Ready, set, go. Marvel Land is kind of like a little romp through a little amusement park, I guess you would say. Picking up points, she's up to 300. She has to beat 8,000. She's got a lot of points there. 5,300. Hit it back again. Keep going. Oh, you paused the game. Take it off pause. Hurry up. Time is ticking. Okay, it's resetting. Pause there. Lost some time there with that. Ooh, Becca. Good plan, though. I think hitting the pause there kind of stumped you, kind of slowed you up a bit. Ralph wagered 10 points. Not a bad wager. Let's go adjust the score and play some more. Head on back over there. It's okay. This is my poor show. The points are double, don't you know? Okay, right now we're going to take 10 points away. 65. Lots more show. Yellow team, you now have control again. Move Mikey.
Up.
Mikey's going up. And it looks like they're going for a video challenge. Come on, yellow team. Gee, I feel like deja vu. Seems like I just was here. All right, turn around. Now, the video challenge, you get to add more points to your score. Who is going to be playing?
Yes.
Okay, Diane, hang on to the board. Jason, you get to choose from Shadow of the Beast, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Marvel Land is out of it, King of the Monsters, and Act Razor. Which one of those four would you like to play?
King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters. Let's head on over there. Come on with us, Diane. Now, Diane, you have 200 points over there. And I want you to be aware that the Wizards Challenge that you have to beat today is 3,000 points. Meet or beat that in 30 seconds. Of your 200 points, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager on your partner beating the Wizard. Write it down now. Boom. She's jotting it down. Okay, keep it a secret. Turn around, Jason. You have 30 seconds. Ready, set, go. Okay, now Jason is the rock monster. Kind of looks like Bing from the Fantastic Four there. He's up to 70 points. Good punches happening. Punching. Ooh, a slam on the... Oh! Picked up some big points. He's up to 1,540. 640. Oh, he's up to 2,140. Getting close to that 3,000 point mark. Ooh, good. Oh, slamming on him. Pile driver. Oh, good moves. Get a good slam on him. Get him. Ooh, so very close. 2,640. Didn't quite make the 3,000. Let's see how many points were wagered. 15. Not a bad wager. Let's play some more. Head on over there. 15 points away, and you're now down to 185. Red team, you've gotten control again. You get to move Mikey.
Right.
Mikey's going right, and Mikey is headed for the goal. There it is. Goal situation now. Red team, if you get this answer, if you answer this question correctly, you will get 100 points, and you will get the goal for round two. Yellow team, you have one chance to stop them from getting it. Going to show you some categories from which I'll ask them the question. If they do not get it, you will get 50 points and the goal by default. The categories to choose from are I'm Afraid to Ask, Free Slime Ball, and Boogie All Night. Mm-hmm. What category?
Boogie All Night.
Boogie All Night. Okay, Boogie All Night. This is songs with the word night in them. This is for you, Red Team. The question is, Roberta Flack set the night to music with what soulful singer? Is it A, James Brown, B, Maxi Priest, or C, Perry Como? You have some time to think about it. Okay, James Brown, Maxi Priest, or Perry Como?
B.
B, Maxi Priest is it. You got it. You got the goal. Let's just take a look at the board and show you where everything was up there. There's the path you took, and there were some prizes hiding around there. Hey, red team, you have 165. You got the goal. But yellow team has 185. They're higher in points, so they are going to go play today's game reserve. Red team, you were busters in serious move. You brought your score way up. And for that, we are going to give you this great stuff. Andrea, tell them what it is.
Dunkin' Yo-Yos. You want speed, action, excitement? Get a yo-yo. You want the hottest yo-yos? Get a Dunkin'. And BK. BK Ratchet Tech. Strap on the noise.
Lisa, we are really excited. Come back and check it out with us because they're going to go through that door and they're going to take on Murloc in the wizard level. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Come on back and see what happens. Now with Diane and Jason. Hey, you two pulled it off there in that first game. Red team got the goal, but you had enough points. Good moves there in the front, so you had 185 to get back here. And they are psyched to go back there to beat Murloc in the wizard level. Now you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, if there's any time left, the two of you will go in together and battle Murloc. Now for each item you pick up, you will get 50 bucks. And for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. All right, here is your challenge. In level one, Jason has to find three coins hidden on both levels of the ancient tomb while trying to dodge the power-draining force spikes, arrows, hammer, and mummy. Touch the beam of sunlight when it appears, and all the doors will open to destroy the enemies. Get all three coins, and your team will get this!
Magna Mountain Bikes! More power to climb and accelerate! Magna, the hot new name on the street! Distributed by Dynacraft Industries Incorporated.
In level two, Diane must collect three coins in the mine maze. Look out for the spears, flame jets, and electrified squares, which will drain your power. Touch the power square, and you will be immune to all damage. Collect all three coins, and your team will get this.
The York's portable stereo system features surround sound, separate super bass amplifier, AM, FM, FM stereo receiver, automatic battery recharger, and double cassette with auto reverse from York's.
All right, with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding dangerous lightning blasts and creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Murloc by catching all three orbs and you too will win today's grand prize. Andrea?
The Apple Macintosh Classic. It's easy to set up and use and it runs thousands of applications from word processing to desktop publishing programs from Apple.
Get through that door and make some moves on Murloc. Go! Head on in. Three coins, upstairs and downstairs there's some. And of course, the back and forth dodging of the things in the mine maze. All right, he is set. Ready, set, go! All right, start has been hit and he is off. Ooh, Jason got zapped in the head. Still has 4 units of power and he's doing very well. Good time. He's got the first coin. All right, get your hand in the beam of sunlight. All right, he did it. Everything is... All right, run, go, 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 down the stairs. Hurry, hurry, hurry. You're at 42 seconds. Good moving, good moving. All right, go Diane. 37 seconds, Diane is off. She got hit with one blast of flame, and she's got, oh, ran out of power. Okay, got hit by one flame jet. She's down to four. That's 1 point. She's got the second one. She's heading back to get the third one. That is done. 24 seconds. They are going on the battle with Murloc. Okay, the first orb has gotten. They are down to 19 seconds. Ooh, they're down to one unit of power. They've got, oh, out of power. They're going to have to hit restart. Restart it. Go. All right. They're down to 8 seconds. One orb is done. Two orbs is, oh, run, 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 run. Yes! Woo! They did it. 1 second left on the clock. They did it with 1 second. They got the Magna Mountain Bike. They got the portable stereo system. And they have got the Macintosh computer. 1 second left on the clock. Am I sweating? I think I am. Here they come out of here. Woo! Woo-hoo! Yes! Oh! Did you know you only had 1 second to go? Oh, when you were in the wizard level, 1 second to go. What was your plan and strategy running up there?
I just did it.
Just run and dodge. What about you down the bottom? Were you feeling good?
Yeah, I was just trying to get everything I could.
Oh, well, you got everything. You got the computer. You got the stereo system. You got a little bit of cash. You got the bike. You got everything. You can have my job. Hey, listen, I enjoyed watching them. I know everybody enjoyed watching them because they were great players. Pulled it off in the front game. Blew Murloc away in there. That was 1 second. I'm sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, time is ticking. Something's gonna blast them. Who's gonna get blown up? I have no idea. Now, when you were doing the Mind Maze, did you know you were getting zapped back and forth with those things?
No, I had no idea.
You had no idea. You were just running for it, running for it. Now, on the top one, you kind of hesitated coming down the stairs. Did you think you'd gotten it or not gotten it?
No, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it? Explode.
That's why I was screaming for you. But I tell you what, we were screaming for you out here because you did it. You were excellent players.
Yes.
Woo! We'll see you next time on Nick Arcade. Woo!